You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Cunha, and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Jonathan Larson asked, "How can you make someone take off and fly?" in one of his songs from Tick, Tick, Boom. And I, for the past 2 years, have learned one way to do it, through the power of community. Welcome to the Latinx in Musical Theater special for Season 3 of Backstage Talk, where we will be featuring artists from across all positions in musical theater, from several Latin American countries and different Latin heritages. I am proud to showcase my Latinx family. I hope you enjoy.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, but we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is a great singer and musical theater performer, which I had the fortune to work with 10 years ago in my first high school musical. Laura Kalup was my vocal coach in Mamma Mia back in 2011, and since then, she has released two full-length albums with that truly honors Colombian traditional music and sound, and mixes it with her pop-style voice. She has worked in Colombian adaptations of Dear Evan Hansen, Godspell, and more. And she has also been part of big concerts with the Philharmonic of Bogotá and recently in a David Bowie tribute. Laura, thank you for being here. I am really excited and honored to have you. And welcome to Backstage Talk.
Oh, thank you so much, Martin, and thank you, everyone. This is such a pleasure to be here and just, you know, sharing my life experiences with you. And thank you. Thank you for your invitation.
First thing I want to ask you is, what made you choose the thespian and artist path in life?
Well, it's always been like inside of me, like in my DNA, because I come from a family that it's really musical. Like all my dad and my parent, my cousins and everyone, like my aunts and everyone, they're always involved in music. They were always involved in music. And my mother, she used to be a ballerina and she used to teach. So both my parents created this music academy, which now is like an organization that we bring music to people and to children that don't have the opportunity to have music, you know, in their lives. But I grew up like in this children's choir that my parents founded. And since then, I actually never realized that I would do anything else. I always thought about music and singing. It was just like in my soul, you know.
I love it. I love it. That is something that has happened to a lot of us, that it wasn't like a big transformation moment in our lives. We just simply knew we belonged on a stage.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. And actually my mom was like, you know, conducting the choir while she was pregnant of me. So I was always there, like, you know,
from the start.
Yeah, from the start.
I love it. Tell me a little bit about your journey in musical theater, because you started as a singer, mm-hmm. and you are now working as a voice teacher, as a performer for different types of plays.
Yeah. Well, I first started singing like classical style since like I was like 16 years old. And then I realized because I was also writing my own songs since I was 10 years old. So I just realized that I wanted to sing my music and I could not, have like the vocal basis, like in technique vocal basis, only with the lyrical style. I knew I had to work my contemporary voice. So then I started having my voice lessons, like in the contemporary style. And after I graduated from composition at the Javeriana University here in Bogota, I decided I wanted to do my master's. But then I was like, okay, there are these masters like in classical voice or in jazz, but I'm not both of them, like neither. So I just found out that there was musical theater masters at NYU and BOCO. And then I said, okay, this is nice because I need to work also in my stage development, dancing, acting, and whatever. So I said, okay, I'm gonna apply and see what happens. And then I got in both universities. So I said, okay, I will do this no matter what. And then I started doing it. And it is just, revealing for me because it's a world and it's a style where I can work both sides, like the lyrical and the contemporary style, which I love.
I love that because one thing that you've mentioned, and I wanted to ask you about was your approach to different styles of the use of the voice in musical theater. Because you started in this traditional, very strict way of using your voice, and then you discovered how to mix all these different styles with your voice. So I want to know your approach.
Yeah, sure. I guess that because of my background in classical and both contemporary, I discovered in the technique that I learned at NYU, which is like I love that technique, and I learned by the Dr. Gill studies. He's like the head of the voice program there at NYU, and he's just clever. This guy is just wow. So this technique was just amazing because it helped me to navigate through my register like super easy, so I could do the style I would like, and then if I would navigate easily through my register, I could go through other techniques and other styles like the lyrical or the classical or the contemporary, saying, pop or folk music or whatever I could do, like Latin American music, like salsa and everything, I could go there too as well.
I love it. It's all about being flexible with our own instrument, with our own voice.
Yeah, sure. Like working, after that, I started working a lot through that transverse, like it's cross training, that's the name. It's the cross training technique where you can go and navigate through different styles with your voice like easily,
I love it. I love it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
What advice would you tell a younger version of yourself?
Wow, a younger version of me, I would say that just, be true to yourself and don't let anyone, even if it's like people very close to you, like your family or whatever, don't let them doubt about you, because I used to be like very truthful to myself, and I was like, you know, like this stubborn girl or child that used to, you know, be very clear about my goals. But then when I grew up and I started like doubting a lot about myself, because I was starting to believe in what people was telling me what to, you know, to arrange about myself as an artist. And then after I had my first kid, because I'm a mom now, I decided that I'm not going to let that anymore happen. You know, my God, sorry, my English is a little bit weird at this point. But yeah, after I'm a mom, I decided that I'm going to be myself as an artist, and I'm going to be truthful to that. So I would say that to my younger version.
I love it. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about Latins in musical theater.
Yeah.
What is visibility and representation for you?
Okay, visibility for me would be like, you know, trying to audition to anything you can. Audition is just like an art. It's such as important. It's just as important as being on stage in a production. You know, for me, auditioning is super important, because then people will get to know you, and you will be like knocking their doors and saying, hey, here I am, you know. Mm-hmm. And then if you get into a production, then it's great, because then you will have visibility not only on stage, but you can do that in your media, you know. How do you say that?
On your social media platform.
Social media. Yeah, on your social media, which is nowadays really important that people, you know, people like to know about your life and what you're doing, you know. Yeah. And representation, yeah, I would feel, and I resonate with the idea that it represents what you are as an artist, and always be truthful to that. If there's this one show, or there's this group of people, or the cast where you're working with, you don't feel you represents you as an artist or as a human being, because it also happens, then you try to be as truthful as you can with your artist, you know, because there are times that it's tough, you know, like in the environment that we, yeah, in our industry, yeah, it's just that it's very tough. So sometimes people try to make you doubt about yourself as an artist. Don't let that happen. Always be truthful to that.
Absolutely. So you've had the chance to know how the industry works here in Colombia, but also how it works in New York on Broadway. How do you think we can increase Latin visibility and representation on Broadway?
On Broadway, okay. Well, I guess it's kind of difficult. I mean, if you want to be on Broadway, you should go to New York. It's a must, you know, and start like going through small theaters. Like I worked with Teatro Sea, which is a theater that works at the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And they make productions for Latin American people. And it's really nice, because it's productions for kids or productions for adults or whatever. But they're always doing theater or musical theater. And it's great. And then they're off-Broadway productions. Then you can go up, and then you can go on knocking doors and whatever to Broadway. But mm-hmm. It's difficult, because if you're Latin, then you will always get like, you know, how do you say that? Cataloged as a Latin American character. And it's not always that, you know. A really good example is Bianca Paloma Marroquin, which I love. And I always follow her. And she's like a goddess there, because she could have made it. And that's not an easy path to follow. And the other stuff that I would say is that we should valorate, and we should appreciate a lot the underground productions that are occurring here in Bogota or in Colombia, you know, because all of this, it's like strengthening up the, you know, the scene, the musical theater scene here in Colombia. So we should still like invest in that.
I agree. I love it. Laura, thank you so much for coming. I am honored to have you as a guest. I have loved this conversation. If someone wants to contact you to follow you on social media, where can they find you?
Thank you, Martin, for having me here. It's such a pleasure. And yeah, of course, people can contact me through Instagram. It's at Laura Kalop. Laura, it's Laura, actually. Laura, K-A-L-O-P. Or through my email. That's laurakalop@gmail.com.
Awesome. And one last question before we wrap up. Which are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Okay. Well, first of all, Les Mis. I love Les Mis. Seen it on Broadway, and you know, it's amazing. I really loved it. Second, Wicked. I loved it as well. And musically, the story, you know, the vocals that you need to have for that, it's just amazing. Third, I love another one that I saw on Broadway that it's not that famous, but Promises, Promises, mm-hmm. which I love. Another one would be Carousel from Rodgers and Hammerstein. And of course, Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Laura, thank you so much again. I have loved your thoughts, this whole conversation, and I cannot wait to see where you go next, what production you go on next. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Martin, for the invitation. And I can't wait as well to see how everything goes out with your podcast. So thank you so much for your invitation and all the luck for you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.